Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
So, I watched a lot of TV yesterday. Not that exciting. Celebrity Big Brother, quite good. Seen it yet?
No.
No. Ulrika's going to go, I reckon. Don't care, do you?
Give a stuff.
Really don't care.
One way or the other.
They had to do a talent show last night. Are you losing interest in what I'm saying?
No. It's interesting. Go on, tell me. So you telling me about it saves me having to watch it.
Michelle off Liberty X did Just a Little.
Right.
Coolio did Gangster's Paradise. Yeah. He knew all the words, amazingly.
That's astonishing.
Yeah. It is kind of his only song, though, so you would, wouldn't you, really?
No.
Oh, no, hang on.
He did 1, 2, 3, 4, something new.
What's that? What is that one?
He did
I was
what?
Thinking more See You When You Get There. What's 1, 2, 3, something new?
I think it was some random.
Isn't that Richard Blackwood?
No.
1, 2, 3, 4, Get With The Wicked. Can I get a... Ooh, ooh. Isn't it that one?
Oh. Let's see if I can find it for you. It's probably not one of his greatest hits.
Lucy Pinder did News in Briefs. It was a bit boring.
Right.
I'm not even going to bother telling you because if you watched it last night, you care. If you didn't, you don't. I watched a really random kids show. You might know about this. In the Night Garden.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen that?
Oh,
I love that.
Seriously, it gives me a headache in the Night Garden.
Oh, it's so good.
It's kind of like similar to the Teletubbies, kind of new Teletubbies.
It's similar to the Teletubbies, but, and I know this may sound quite ridiculous, but a lot harder to understand.
Yeah.
My kids are into it big time.
This is for preschool children,
yeah.
Right?
I don't think you're meant to get it. I think it's just
it's bonkers.
Because I've watched a lot of episodes and I still have no idea what's going on.
It's bonkers. And when you've had a little, you know, a lack of sleep,
yeah,
no idea what's going on.
Yes.
Or does it matter whether you had any sleep or not?
It really makes no difference whatsoever. Yesterday's one, I could actually understand a little bit more because basically it was all about the Tombly Boo's pants falling down.
Yes, that's the one I saw.
Yeah.
Wow. So normally it's harder to understand than that.
It's a lot harder to understand. But yesterday, the Tombly Boos... Well, I assume this is what the story was yesterday. They seemed to have a problem with their pants falling down before they got on the ninky-nonk.
Right. You see, I don't understand. Do you have to know the language?
No, you don't, no.
Right. Okay. Is it worth watching again?
Well, just to see what the next story might be.
It's a bit like Spooks, really, isn't it? It's really good, but you don't really know what's going on.
Well, similar, yeah.
Similar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Iggle Piggle in the Harry role.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then
Not
I watched...
that he's ended up tied up in the boot of a car, just in any case kids are listening.
Then I... That would send it on a slightly dark turn. For three-year-olds. Then I watched one of the DVDs that I got for Christmas.
Right.
Mamma Mia. I don't know why anyone got me that.
Why would somebody buy
it? I have no idea. Now, that is the biggest selling DVD, or the fastest selling DVD of all time in the UK, I think.
For a film, isn't it?
For
yeah,
a film.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Really?
No.
Oh, maybe you were just expecting too much. I watched it a couple of days ago as well, and it wasn't
quite
what I was expecting, but it was brilliant.
Pierce Brosnan singing badly to ABBA records.
That's brilliant, though.
Who buys that? Julie Walters and Meryl Streep prancing around singing SOS? No, I don't get it.
There wasn't much of a storyline, was there?
Did you
feel that the ABBA songs were shoehorned in somewhat? Because I did.
Yes.
I was like, would you like a cup of tea? I would too. Yeah. Mamma mia.
Do you know what? I went to sleep last night and then I had a dream. I have a dream.
But that's why it's good. It's like, if you know, it's brilliant.
No, I don't get it. So sorry to the person that bought me that. I know a load of people will be loving Mamma Mia. I just don't understand why you love it.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Lots of people loving The Night Garden. I'm 17, Scott. I watch it. My mate Sophie got me to watch it when we were doing exams, and now I'm hooked. You need to have wine and then watch The Night Garden? No. Really? I didn't need any wine.
No.
God. It's bonkers, that show.
You know on Mamma Mia?
Yeah.
Siobhan in Wales says, you don't get it because it's highbrow entertainment, you philistine.
That's right, it really is.
I assume she's referring to Mamma Mia and not In the Night Garden.
Mamma Mia is the best, from Michelle in Halifax. I know, Michelle, a lot of people do think that. I just don't understand. Just tell me why it's the best.
I have friends who, when they go on a weekend away, they go and see Mamma Mia in whatever city they're going to see it.
Right.
In whatever city they're visiting.
God. I know it's very popular. I'm not this in that. I'm just saying, I don't understand.
Are these Premiership footballers?
No, they're not Premiership footballers.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I know you're friends with the sporting elite.
Name names.
No, I'm not going to name. No, I'm not going to name names.
High profile golfers?
No.
Is it George Terry? John Terry.
Is it Phil the Power Taylor and his mates?
George Terry.
I got that wrong.
You did, didn't you?
John Terry.
No, it's not John Terry. It's not Phil the Power Taylor and his mates, no.
Okay.
Is it Comedy Dave?
No, it isn't. Although that would be quite funny. And actually, I wish I said that it was.
No. Okay, let's get the Posh Radio 4 lady on to read out some of your texts and emails on Dear Scott. Let's go.
Dear Scott and friends, I didn't want to say team because it sounds so formal. Winking smiley. Love the show. I'm writing to you because I'm a bit worried about the Posh Radio 4 lady, who I think may be overdoing it a bit.
Right.
On New Year's Eve, I was lying in bed with the flu, waiting for my other half to phone me at midnight, from where he's staying with his parents. And so that I knew exactly what the time was, I was listening to Radio 4. At 12 o'clock, the chimes of Big Ben were heard, and then who should I hear as the first voice of Radio 4's 2009 output? Yup, the Posh Radio 4 lady. Hearing her soothing tones cheered me up almost as much as when the phone rang a few moments later. Smiley. I sincerely hope that she was paid a good overtime rate for unsocial hours, especially at New Year, or will have some time off in lieu. Perhaps you, Scott, could have a word with Radio 4 and make sure they're looking after her properly. Love you all. Ian from Ipswich. XXX.
Does she do like a posh version of the Hootenanny, do you think, on Radio 4? At midnight on New Year's Eve.
Hello, Hootenanny.
I think she made that one up, actually, and read it herself, just to get you to talk to the Radio 4 bosses to get some more time off.
I think you might be right. She may be making some of these up now. Mm. Next.
Dear Scott, I heard on the podcast that you had never seen the TV show Spooks. I noticed in the new Radio Times, Spooks Series 1 is being shown on the TV channel Watch from Tuesday the 6th of January at 10 p.m. It's a really good show and is well worth watching. Bye. Love the podcast. Smiley. Darren, Leeds.
Brilliant. Thanks, Darren.
I put this one in thinking that it was going to help you out. Now I realised that it might just be... they might have just been trying to promote Spooks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I could have looked at any TV listing magazine, maybe.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
What's that?
I just thought it was going to help you out. Someone had, you know, emailed to tell you because you're a bit behind.
Did you check their email? Was it darren@watch.tv? By any chance.
Sorry. Don't try and con me with those, dear Scots.
All those schedulers are now going to be...
Oh.
Don't let those slip through the net, Becky. Next!
Dear Scott, Chappers and Becky, I was flicking around the channels tonight and I came across Celebrity Mastermind. Oh. I don't normally watch Mastermind, but as I was about to turn over, I heard Chappers being introduced. It came as quite a shock to me because although I love the show, I wouldn't really class Chappers as a celebrity. No offence, winking smiley.
I don't think you class yourself as a celebrity.
No, I don't, no.
Am I speaking out of turn?
No, you're speaking absolutely correctly. I don't.
Sorry.
No, you're right.
I maybe just thought I said the wrong thing then.
No.
Okay.
Go on.
Though to be fair, Chappers was the only guest I recognised.
There we are.
Laughing smiley. I must say he looked a lot different to how I imagined him.
Oh, here we do.
I thought he'd have a smaller head.
It was quite unflattering about your head, because my mum texted me about your head as well.
I just looked massive on it, and I'm not quite sure why. Well, I'm quite big. You looked massive on it as well. I think it's how they film you. They film you from low down.
They do.
Yeah, you didn't look fat, you just had a big head.
I just looked huge.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a giant. Yeah, like a giant. They don't sit you on a miniature set or anything. You were like a whale. Yeah.
I mean, the chair is miniature, though, that's why.
It's a little doll's house chair that they sit you on.
That's what people don't realise. To make you look huge, the chair is like a child's chair.
And they deliberately invite other guests on who are only 3'4".
Yes, they do, on purpose. Mm. So,
I really wanted Chappers to win, but he was up against that author woman, so he didn't have much of a chance, really.
Who was that?
She's called Philippa Gregory. She wrote a book called The Other Berlin Girl, which I think got turned into a film and has sold millions and millions of copies. And she also took it very seriously.
Sad smiley. But I suppose second is good enough. Love you all loads. Sophie, off of Solihull. Smiley.
No, I didn't see this because I was away. When were you on?
Last week, sometime.
Well, you did. Second
Second's
is good.
Second's all right, isn't it?
I was joint last with Bernie Nolan.
The shame of it.
When you put it like that, I got a text from Becky saying she was really proud.
Yeah. Oh, to which you replied, you sarcastic something or other.
Girl.
I was like, no, I was trying to. I actually genuinely meant it.
You sarcastic, lovely girl, Becky.
P.S. If this gets read out, can you say hi to Natalie, my sister? Otherwise, she won't believe me when I say the posh Radio 4 lady read out my email. Ta.
Hi, Natalie. Job done. Oh, well done. I'm proud of you as well.
Thank you very
much.
Good.
Do you know what?
Are you any good at general knowledge?
I did all right on my general knowledge.
So you're one of those people that doesn't necessarily look that intelligent, but actually is.
Thanks, I think.
It's just because your questions were too long. I think if you'd gone for a subject with shorter questions, you would have really won it.
Now, that's it.
Because it's really hard, because your questions were on football or something, weren't they? And it was like, in the game, in the such and such, in the blah, 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 and the blah, blah, blah.
He does know about
like,
football.
Yeah, to be fair, but I thought my specialist subject of football was a lot easier than her specialist category of the third wife of Henry III in 1682 or whatever she came up with. My specialist subject should have been short questions.
And then you would have romped.
Next.
Name, Timmy Mallet.
Okay, good. Yes?
Message, hey Scott, Happy New Year. Are you playing Biff Baff Boff yet?
Is this from actual Timmy Mallet?
I think it is.
Recorded backstage at the Playhouse Theatre, Weston-super-Mare, with Barry Upton, Steps producer, during the current run of Peter Pan Panto. Mr. Mallet to the stage, please, in between takes. It is, of course, included in the panto, and the audiences all head out with big grins, yelling Biff Baff Boff at full volume. It's your sort of thing, Scott, and I expect nothing but the rudest insults. Give me a call. Cheers, Timmy.
Yeah, that's Timmy Mallet there, who is in pants at the moment in Weston-super-Mare.
Did you not spot, Becky, that somebody else trying to plug something?
Doing real well today. Email me with anything you want to know. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Podcast.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Hello, Scott, it's Tansy.
Where are you, Tansy?
I'm in Kent.
How's it going?
I'm in bed, I'm tired.
It's really cold outside.
It's freezing.
I'm actually in Kent, I'm just getting news through now, breaking news, it's minus 70 there.
I would have said a minus 96.
Well, yeah, if you feel that, that's fine. My brother just texted me, he's working outside on like a site, it's 50 below where he is.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, it's really cold. How can I help?
Well, I thought I'd ask you, do you want to recycle your Mamma Mia DVD?
How?
By sending it to me.
Yeah, I don't want it.
I've not seen it. Yeah, I'll have it. I've not seen it.
Yeah, all right, okay. That's fine. It? Absolutely.
It's not recycling, that, is it? That's blagging.
It's not really recycling. You're blagging it, but well blagged. Right, if you stay there, I'll get you details. You can have it, because I'm not going to watch it ever again. All right, love you.
Love you, bye. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcasts. If you've just woken up and you're wondering, what's going on? Not that much, really. Celebrities still aren't doing much. It takes them a while to get back into it, doesn't it? Like, at least end of January, generally.
Have you got some big celebrity exclusives, like yesterday's?
Yeah.
And Kat Dealey's chin jutting out when she gets angry?
I have.
Have you?
Sharon Osbourne has thrown water over somebody again on TV.
No.
In America.
What does she need publicity for this time?
I don't know. It was on a show on VH1 in America. Right. And guess what they slagged off to make her throw water over them?
I don't know.
Her family.
No.
Yeah. You don't do that with Sharon Osbourne.
No.
You do not. Paris Hilton says she's going to name her first baby girl London.
Oh.
London Hilton.
That's
nothing to do with me. Don't look at me. Do you know about this?
No.
There was an article in an Australian magazine called Famous.
Right.
Which is like the equivalent, I think, of Heat magazine. And one of our listeners in Australia listens to the podcast, sent it to me, and it romantically links me with Paris Hilton. And
how on earth did they get that story?
Well, because I am...
We've been trying to keep it quiet.
I'm doing that... I appear on that new show of hers, BFF, or whatever it's called, British Best Friend, which is going to be on ITV2 very soon.
No, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on an ITV2 show?
Yeah, it's one of the big January highlights, actually, on ITV2.
When you say you appear on it, in what... how?
I have to judge a talent contest between the people that want to be her best friend. So we bonded on the sofa. There's a picture of me and her on a sofa together, and then they've put two and two together and think that we're now boffing.
Why? What was the picture of?
It was just me and her.
What were you doing on the sofa?
But it says that her... Is it Benji, her boyfriend? Is it Benji or Joel? I get them mixed up. It's Ben... No. Joel's Nicole Richie's. Benji... They're brothers, though.
You're more
they?
Likely to know than me or the one that doesn't speak.
Benji Madden. I think it's Benji. Apparently he's upset that she's spending... too much time with hot British guys.
With,
you don't even believe
hot
me.
British guy Scott
that's
Mills.
It, that's what it said in the...
Is he going to beat you up?
He could. Easily have me in a fight. Anyway, it's nothing to do with me, but London
when
Hilton...
When can I
is
see you on the show?
Hmm?
When can I see you on the show?
Very soon on ITV2.
Excellent.
Also,
did you have to beat off a lot of competition for that gig?
Hmm?
Did you have to beat off a lot of competition for that gig?
No, I just went along. And do you want some other news?
Yes, please.
Amy Winehouse has made friends with an actor called Joshua Bowman on a holiday in St. Lucia.
Nice.
Now, you know sport people, don't you?
I do know sport people,
you know,
yeah.
You know that one that Kelly Brook's going out with?
Danny Cipriani.
Cipriani,
yeah. Yeah.
Right? Apparently, this is one of his friends. Now, you probably... You know sport people.
Yeah.
You know they're friends as well. Mm. There's a bit of confusion because these people, Amy and this guy, Josh, have been spotted in a hammock together in St. Lucia. Is she on the longest holiday in the world? She's been there months now. But the Daily Star says it's the same bloke. They've got the same pictures. But they say he's a resort worker called Matt. Could
right.
Could you clear up who's who? Do you recognise him? Is he a friend of Danny Cipriani?
I have no idea. Well, I presume he is a friend of Danny Cipriani because of the picture of Danny Cipriani with his arm around him.
Right, but in the Daily Star it says something different.
No,
so is he a friend of that rugby star, or does he work doing the water aerobics at a resort in St. Lucia? I thought you might be able to tell me.
I can't help you with that, I'm sorry.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. You know what I'm saying about Becky's amazing change your eye colour game with contact lenses? Mm. Apparently it is quite fun, says Ian on the text. But his girlfriend put different colour ones in one day and he was like, there's something different but I can't quite see what it is. Also, apparently it's a guy thing. Guys just can't, even by looking in your eyes, can't really tell what colour they are. I can't. I
yours
can't
are,
do that.
No, yours are quite difficult to tell.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Charlotte's been on. Actually, quite a lot of girls have been on going, well, yes, this has been a problem. Charlotte's been on saying that it was basically, well, it went wrong. I've had this before, Scott. My boyfriend still wouldn't let it drop. 6 years together. Needless to say, it's now over.
Can we now stop looking in each other's eyes, please?
I'm finding it a little bit uncomfortable myself. Yeah, Charlotte and Hull. My boyfriend can't tell me the colour of my eyes, even when he's looking at them. It's a bloke thing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And do you remember, this is a while ago, the bloke who tried to pay a bill with a picture of a spider that he drew? Remember
what?
This?
What?
This bloke owed some money to this company and he emailed them a picture of a spider that he'd drawn to see if that would suffice.
Right. I don't remember this.
No?
No.
And he had a very amusing kind of email conversation with this poor woman at the company. And said things like, well, if you won't take this payment, then please send me a picture of my spider back. And then she did send one back and was like, no, that's not the right one. That's not the one I sent. Anyway, he was good. And he is back. And this time he's been annoying his neighbour.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, so let me do this. There's this guy in Australia, okay, and his name's David, okay? And this is on his website. You may have seen this already. He lives in an apartment block in Australia somewhere, okay, David? But for the purposes of this reconstruction, he is Welsh and is played by Radio 1's Hugh Stevens,
okay?
But imagine that he's Australian and that his name is David. His name is still David.
He's not just, Welsh and Hugh.
Yeah, okay? Just use your imagination. So David lives in this apartment block and he receives a party invitation from someone else in the block, through his door in his flat, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's one of those invitations, you know, like with balloons on it, quite busy. And it goes like this.
Hello, my name is Matthew and I've moved into apartment 3. I'm having a housewarming party next week on the 14th. If the noise gets loud that night, just let me know. Nice to meet you, anyhow. Let me know if you ever need anything. Cheers, Matthew.
That's nice, isn't it? But what does that say to you?
That says, you're not invited. We might be a little bit loud.
Yeah.
Please don't complain.
It says, I'm having a party. I just wanted to let you know you're not invited. Mm. But if the noise is too loud, then, yeah, don't complain.
Fair enough.
Okay, that is reasonable, isn't
it?
At least he wrote it on an actual invitation and not a manky bit of paper.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. But not to David.
Oh.
Because, stupidly, Matthew had put his mobile number and his email address on the invitation to the party that he is not inviting David to.
Okay.
So David emails him back.
Dear Matthew, thank you for the party invite. At first glance, I thought it might be a child party, what with it being vibrant and having balloons, but I realise you probably did your best with what little tools were available. I wouldn't miss it for the world. What time would you like me there? Regards, David.
Oh, God. So Matthew replies,
Hi, David. Sorry, the note was just to let you know that we might be a bit loud that night. The housewarming is just for friends and family, really, but you can drop past for a beer if you like. Cheers, Matthew.
See, that's nice and polite,
yeah,
isn't it, from Matthew?
Yeah, have a quick beer.
Yeah? He gets the message across still, I think. He's quite clear in what he's saying.
Yeah, have a beer and go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to David.
Thanks, Matthew. Including me in your list of friends and family means a lot. You and I don't tend to have long discussions when we meet in the hallway, and I plan to put a stop to that. Next time you bump into each other, I intend to have a very long conversation with you, and I am sure you are looking forward to that as much as I am. I have told my friend Ross that you are having a party and he is as excited as I am. Do you want us to bring anything or will everything be provided? Regards, David.
Oh, God.
There's something brilliantly sinister about Hugh, isn't there?
Yeah,
when
there
he
is.
Reads these kind of things.
Yeah. He's not Hugh, he's David.
Sorry,
and he's Australian,
yes.
Despite sounding Welsh. Anyway, where Matthew gets back to him.
Hi, David. As I said, my housewarming is just for friends and family. There's not a lot of room, so I can't really have that many people round. Sorry about that, mate. Cheers, Matthew.
Ever polite.
Don't bring your friend, basically.
Yeah. David replies,
Dear Matthew, I understand the problems of space restrictions all too well. If you would like to store some of your furniture at my place during the party, you are quite welcome to. If we move your cane furniture into my spare room for the night and scatter cushions on the ground, that would provide a lot more seating and create a cosy atmosphere at the same time. I have a mirror ball that you can borrow. I have told Ross not to invite anyone else due to the space constraints, so it will just be us two and my other friend Simon. When I told Simon that Ross and I were going to a party, he became quite angry that I had not invited him as well, so I really didn't have any choice as he can become quite violent. Sometimes I'm afraid to even be in the same room as him, so just myself, Ross and Simon. Simon's girlfriend has a work function on that night, but might come along after that if she can get a lift with friends. Regards, David.
That's not nice.
No. So, Matthew, still, you know, fairly polite.
Nobody can come to this housewarming party.
Oh, maybe not, then.
Nobody can come to this housewarming party. It's just for friends and family. I don't even know these people. How do you even know that I've got cane furniture? Are you the guy in apartment 1?
Oh, God, this is getting horrible
yeah.
now.
I wondered about the cane furniture thing as well.
Yeah, too much information. Mm. David's back on.
Hi, Matthew. I understand it is an exclusive party, and I appreciate you trusting my judgment on who to bring. I just assumed you would have cane furniture. Doesn't everybody? Anyway, Ross rang me today all excited about the party and asked me what the theme is. I told him that I don't think there is a theme and we discussed it and feel that it should be an 80s themed party. I have a white suit and projector and I'm coming as Nick Kershaw. I have made a looping tape of Wouldn't It Be Good to play, as I'm sure you will agree that this song rocks and has stood the test of time well. I am in the process of redesigning your invites appropriately and will get a few hundred of them printed off later today. I will have to ask you for the money for this, as print cartridges for my Epson are pretty expensive. They stopped making this model a month after I bought it, and I have to get the cartridges sent from China. Around $120 should cover it. You can just pop the money in my letterbox if I don't see you before tonight. Regards, David.
Oh, I'm loving David, though. Who doesn't have cane furniture?
Matthew, what are you talking about? There is no theme for the party, and it's just a few friends and family. No one else can come. It's only for my friends and my family. Do you understand? Do not print anything out, because I'm not paying for something I don't need and didn't ask you to do. Look, I am sorry, but I'm heaps busy, and this night is not convenient. Are you in apartment one?
You should have said heaps busy. That didn't work. Next.
Hello, Matthew. I agree that it is not very convenient and must admit that when I first received your invitation, I was perplexed that it was on a Sunday night, but who am I to judge? No, I'm in apartment 3B. Our bedroom walls are touching, so when we're sleeping, our heads are only a few feet apart. If I put my ear to the wall, I can hear you. I also agree with you that having a particular theme for your party may not be the best choice. It makes more sense to leave it open as a generic fancy dress party. That way, everyone can come dressed in whatever they want. Once, I went to a party in a bear outfit, which worked out well as it was freezing and I was the only one warm. As it won't be cold the night of your party, I have decided to come as a ninja. I think it would be really good if you dressed as a ninja as well, and we could perform a martial arts display for the other guests. I've got real swords, and we'll bring them. If you need help with your costume, let me know. I've made mine by wrapping a black T-shirt around my face with a hooded jacket and cut finger holes in black socks for the gloves. I do not have any black pants, so we'll spray paint my legs on the night. It's a little hard to breathe in the costume, so I'll need you to keep the window open during the party to provide good air circulation. Actually, I just had a thought. How awesome would it be if I arrived through the window, like a real ninja? We should definitely do that. I just measured the distance between our balconies, and I should be able to jump it. I once leaped across a creek that was over 5 metres wide and almost made it. Also, you mentioned in your invitation that if there was anything I needed, to let you know. Well, my car is going in for service next week, and I was wondering, seeing as we are good friends now, if it would be okay to borrow yours on the day. I hate catching the bus as they're full of poor people who don't own cars. Regards, David.
I'm kind of dreading Matthew's reply. Here it is.
What the... You can't borrow my car, and there is no 3B. I reckon you're that guy from apartment one. You are not coming to my housewarming and you are not bringing any of your friends. What's wrong with you? The only people invited are friends and family. I told you this. It's just drinks, there is no fancy dress, and only people I know are coming.
And one final reply from David.
Hello, Matthew. I have been away since Thursday, so I've not been able to check my email from home. Flying back late today in time for the party, and just wanted to say that we're all really looking forward to it. We'll probably get there around 11 or 12, just when it starts to liven up. Simon's girlfriend Kathy's work function was cancelled, so she can make it after all, which is good news. She will probably have a few friends with her, so they will take the minivan. Also, I have arranged a piñata. Can't wait. See you tonight. Regards, David.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Some people can't cope with not knowing the outcome of the Matthew and David party story.
And I'm sorry. It's your duty to write to them, Scott, and find out which apartment David was in and who turned up. OK, Martin?
Go on it, then.
All right. What happened to the party? Did David go? I don't know. I'll try and find out somehow. I don't know. Lee in Halifax has been on saying, Hugh Stevens has got the best voice on radio. Fact. It's the way he delivers it.
Hi, Matthew. I understand it is an exclusive party, and I appreciate you trusting my judgment on who to bring.
He's good enough, Hugh.
He can do everything, though. He can do calm and soothing, but at the same time,
slightly
really
aggressive.
Scary.
Yeah.
Radio 1 podcast.
Just want to say well done to Coolio for doing an amazing karaoke version of his own song on Celebrity Big Brother last night.
Oh, yeah!
Hell yeah!
Somebody say... Yeah.
You're expecting big things, chappers. Let's go.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look in my life and realize there's nothing left.
I'm really missing out by not watching this.
Yeah.
So
even my mama thinks that my mind is gone.
Ulrika Johnson did the weather.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to today's weather report, which is sponsored by antidepressants.
Really good.
While I have your attention, I'd like to remind you of why I am famous. I did indeed start presenting the weather in 1988. Very long time ago, I was very young and very green.
This is on for a whole hour last night. You feel you're missing out? Watch
maybe
it tonight.
Maybe I'll try and watch tonight. Yeah.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Oh, what's occurring?
Let me know how you get on. Guess along with us on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, if you were listening earlier, you know we were talking about my friend who is in the doghouse for not knowing the colour of his girlfriend's eyes. Which I think is a little bit of an overreaction.
Very harsh.
Because as we discovered earlier, blokes find it very hard to tell eye colour. It's a bloke thing.
It is a bloke thing, yeah. It's not that they're not interested in no. your eyes, it's just difficult to tell.
Yeah. A lot of blokes, we discovered, do not know the colour of their girlfriend's or wife's eyes. So I wanted to do a very scientific test to see if many people do actually know the colour of their partner's eyes, OK?
OK.
We asked 10 people on the street, what colour are your partner's eyes? How many actually knew the answer?
People, is it men and women?
Yes.
How many did you ask again?
10.
I'm going to say 6.
5.
Tactical.
Nice.
I've got to be after it was fixed yesterday so you could
fixed.
Win.
Fixed. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are the people of Great Britain, but how many actually know what colour their other half's eyes are?
Have you got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Right, do you know the colour of your girlfriend's eyes?
No.
You don't?
No.
Do you know your partner's eye colour?
Yes.
Brown.
You sure?
Positive.
Do you know the eye colour of your girlfriend?
No.
No clue?
No clue at all.
Have you never looked into her eyes longingly?
No.
All right, are you more of a look at the fire man?
Yeah.
Do you know the colour of your boyfriend's eyes?
I think maybe green, but no, I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
No.
What colour are your girlfriend's eyes?
Brown.
You sure?
Positive.
How positive?
70%.
Do you know your boyfriend's eye colour?
Yes.
What is it?
Blue.
You sure?
Yeah.
When was the last time you checked?
Yesterday.
Did you have a good look or just a quick glance?
Quick glance. I think it's blue, yeah.
Think.
Do you know the eye colour of your girlfriend, boyfriend?
Yeah, dark brown.
You sure?
Absolutely sure.
Do you know the eye colour of your lovely lady?
Brown or hazel, I think. I'm not sure. Along them lines.
How long have you been together, if you don't mind me asking?
Going on about 3 years.
Do you know your boyfriend's eye colour?
I should do. Brown.
You sure?
Not 100%.
Got a girlfriend?
Yes.
And do you know her eye colour?
Yes.
What is her eye colour?
Blue.
Sure?
No.
You're not sure?
No, I'm not sure at all.
Why do you think it's blue then?
Because last time I checked it was blue. But I'm not sure which girlfriend it was though.
So, 3 people out of 10 knew.
There weren't very many sure, were there?
I was like, brown? you're guessing. 3 people, Chappers gets the point.
Ow! What's occurring?
Far be it for me to give relationship advice, but if your girlfriend has a go at you for not knowing her eye colour, don't then say to her, it's because I was looking at the fire.
No.
Because that won't go. That'll go down even worse.
I'm no expert. I just don't think they would like that.
No.
Right, next. You know, we were talking about this earlier. In the night garden. This is something I only discovered yesterday.
Now you're hooked.
A little bit.
How many series have there been now?
I've not.
Quite a few, haven't there? Quite a few episodes.
That's not like me.
It's been on for years.
Has it been on?
No, it's not. A couple of years, maybe.
I might get a DVD box set.
Okay.
Can you get those?
I don't know, and I hope not.
If you didn't hear this earlier, this is something I watched when I was a little bit tired yesterday. I think it's supposed to be for preschool children. Chappers will know more.
Yes,
I had no clue what was going on.
It's for under fours, I think.
Right. Well, how do they know what's going on?
Well, they don't, but they'd love it. They're obsessed by it. They just sit in front of the telly very quiet and watch. Well, if my experiences with my kids are anything to go by.
Don't get me wrong, I couldn't stop watching it. I just didn't know what was happening.
No. Well, I don't think you meant to, really.
Is it a different language that only preschool kids understand?
Yeah. Okay. Only preschool kids can understand Makapaka.
A lot of people, you know, like 17, 18, 19-year-olds watch it as well. We got texts from them earlier. They very much enjoy it. But my question to you is this. On yesterday's episode of In the Night Garden, how many times does the Tumbly Boo's trousers fall down?
Oh, this isn't fair, because you've seen it.
Yeah, but I have seen it, and I did see yesterday's episode, but strangely enough, I didn't know it was going to be an oh, what's occurring question. So I wasn't sat there with my notebook.
Can I ask, did the Tumbly Boo's trousers fall down a lot on the show, or just this episode?
I think it's just this episode.
I've never seen them fall down before.
Mm. Okay. Have a guess, then. How often do they fall down in yesterday's episode of In the Night Garden?
I'm going to say six.
Chappers are saying six.
There's three Tom... Oh, I'm not going to give her any help. But there's three Tumbly Boos. And it might... Yeah, six.
You can get a box set. Loads of people are saying you can get a box set.
Seriously, don't. The last thing I need is In the Night Garden on my DVD player non-stop at home.
You could write the review on the back, Scott. I'm going to say five. It could be, I don't have a clue what's going on, but it's brilliant.
Yeah. So you're saying six, Chappers. Becky's saying five.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is In the Night Garden. Amazing, by the way. I suggest you check it out from yesterday. How many times do the Tumbly Boo's trousers fall down?
Hold on to your trousers, Tumbly Boo's. Tumbly Boo trousers.
One.
Oops. Tumbly Boo trousers.
Two. Can I say, when your trousers fall down, is there a drum roll beforehand?
Every time. Every time I take my pants off, big drum roll.
Okay.
Tumbly Boo trousers.
Three.
Oops. Tumbly Boo trousers.
Four.
Tumbly Boo trousers.
What are they doing?
Why don't the Tumbly Boos get a belt?
That's a good point.
Tumbly Boo trousers.
Six.
All aboard the Ninky Nong.
What?
Hold on to your Tumbly Boo trousers, Tumbly Boos.
Going on.
This is going to be a big fall down.
Tumbly Boo trousers.
Seven.
Tumbly Boo trousers.
Blimey.
Eight.
Tumbly Boos love their Tumbly Boo trousers.
So nine times the Tumbly Boo trousers. Well, seriously, get a belt. Like, you've got the wrong size.
You can see how it does my head in after a while, can't you? Really?
Yeah.
Nine times, was it?
I know.
Oh,
in
that's
one,
so cute, though.
One episode. That's amazing.
They're not that... You just.
Oh, watch
not...
out, Chappers.
No, no, stop the roll.
Sorry about that, everybody. Needed to be a big roll.
Oh. So, you said six, so Chappers, you get the point.
Excellent.
Again. Very well done.
Oh, what's occurring?
The brilliant thing as well is that that programme is voiced by one of the most respected actors the country's ever had, Derek Jacobi.
Also, it's making a lot of people with kids on the text very happy this morning, like Rowan in Portsmouth. My two-year-old is now in stitches. Thank you for making it so much fun this morning. Right, so Chappers winning by 2 points. You know Timmy Mallett, by the way?
Yeah.
He really wants us to play his new single.
Right.
Because he did email me, as we found out earlier.
Name, Timmy Mallett.
But how badly do you think he wants us to play his track? Here's the message he sent.
Message? Hey, Scott. Happy New Year. Are you playing Biff Baff Boff yet? Recorded backstage at the Playhouse Theatre, Weston-super-Mare, with Barry Upton, Steps producer, during the current run of Peter Pan Panto. Mr. Mallett to the stage, please, in between takes.
It is, of course, included in the panto, and the audiences all head out with big grins, yelling biff, baff, boff.
Now, you can imagine that it's very, very tempting for me to play this record, can't you?
Well, obviously, yeah.
So, I mean, I called him up yesterday after the show about his email.
Okay.
And I told him that there was a chance that we could play his track. But then I put Timmy Mallett on hold.
Oh.
How long would he hang on the phone for in the hope that I would come back and tell him if we could play the song or not? Biff, baff, boff.
Oh.
Oh, blimey.
Chappers?
I think a long time.
I think a long time. 2.5 minutes.
Chappers says 2.5 minutes. Becky.
Bless Timmy, I'm going to say 3.
3 minutes?
Yeah, I think he's really keen.
Okay. I must add something else to this equation, though. While he was hanging on the phone, we were playing him hold music with our special organ. We were playing popular TV themes down the phone to him very badly while he was on hold.
Right.
Are you still happy with your guesses or do you want to change?
No, I'll still go
for... because you're, like, on Radio 1 and he's emailed you asking. It's going to make his dreams come true. So, yeah, I think he'll hold for us until you go back to him, just forever.
All right, then, if that's what you think, let's find out.
What's occurring?
Here's Timmy Mallett on hold, hoping that we will agree to play his song Biff Baff Boff. But how long will he actually stick it out for?
Morning.
Good morning, Timmy. It's Scott Mills.
Scott, hi, matey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Did you get my email?
I did. I just read it, actually. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. Really good. Really good. Happy New Year.
And to you. I think we could definitely play the song, and we can do that, I think, on our show.
Oh,
that'd be
brilliant.
Good.
Brilliant.
Can you, hang on just a second. Let me just check we can play it. Hang on.
Yep.
Timmy's on hold now. I love our hold music. ...50 seconds so far. Sorry, yeah. What have you been up to, then, since all that?
Oh, God, utter madness. You know, we got back from Australia on the Monday, and...
Hang on a second, hang on. ...1:16...
Stay on just to listen to this, though, wouldn't you?
You would stay on to hear Baywatch, Bon Tempi style.
Scott Mills, right? Oh,
sorry, yeah, what were you saying? Sorry.
That's okay. No, look, got back on the Monday and was straight down to Panto on the Tuesday, and I've been here ever since. A nice town.
Oh, hang on.
Good houses.
Getting a bit annoyed now. 1:50.
That's Moyles. Scott Mills. I met him. He does afternoons. Drive time. He's going away. He's so old.
How long has it been now?
2:10.
Hello, can I help you?
Yeah, hi.
Hello, are you waiting for someone?
Well, I'm just in the middle of a call with Scott.
And Scott who?
Scott Mills.
Oh, right. Can you just hold on? I'll see if I can get you through.
Just thought I'd rope in the posh lady there as well. 2:38.
Hello?
Yeah.
Sorry, can I ask who's calling?
No, I'm not calling. He's calling me. It's Timmy Mallett.
All right, just hold on, please.
Approaching 3 minutes now. Are we going to play Biff Baff Boff? Really? 3:15.
Should I just ring off? Let me ring the bank. Ha ha!
5.
I think I should let this go.
3 minutes 48. What a nice man.
How desperate?
No.
Oh, no, no. Bless him.
To get it played.
Well, we... Timmy, I know you're listening. We're going to play a bit of Biff Baff Boff after 8:30.
Did he say he'd met you for an afternoon in a hotel?
I thought that as well.
Sound like
I don't remember that at all. Really don't remember that. So even though Becky got the last point, Chappers wins today's... Oh, what's occurring? 2-1. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. So, Michelle on Celebrity Big Brother last night made this mistake to Tina Malone off Shameless.
Oh, my God. You know who you like? The princess from Shrek.
The princess from Shrek.
Ah,
why? What was sad? I don't know.
I said that you look like the princess from the princess in Shrek. You know, the girl that Shrek kisses at the end of the movie.
I've never seen it.
No, the dress.
No,
looks
okay.
Like
okay,
a
okay no, the reason why
Shrek.
Theo's finding it so funny is because the princess in Shrek.
Yeah.
Was a troll.
So that went really well last night. Really well. Girls are so unreasonable sometimes.
Can't win.
Comparing to a movie star, I don't know.
Depends who it is. One of my friends once told his now ex that she looked like Celine Dion and then was worried, wondered why he didn't hear from her again.
She's a million-selling recording artist.
I think this girl was in her 20s.
So?
Didn't want to be compared
I mean,
to Celine.
You took the huff over the whole Matt Lucas with hair thing.
Yeah.
Oh, come on!
And when I said you looked a bit like Geraldine.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Can't with you pick hair? Someone nice?
They are nice.
They are nice.
All very
you
nice
say Matt
in their
Lucas
way.
Isn't nice.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Patter from Aberdeen.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad.
What are you saying?
When I was a bit younger, I had a girlfriend, and I said, won't she look like Kerry Katona?
Right.
Well, it didn't go down very well. After much apologising, I stopped hearing from her eventually.
Did you?
Yeah, a lot of backtracking, but no, she wasn't having any of it.
When was this?
It's only about kind of 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay, but just the whole thing...
Sorry.
You look like Kerry Katona, okay, bye.
No, it was more like, I can't believe you compare me to that so-and-so. Let down alone. Any time there was a bit of an argument, then it was, well, you said I looked like Kerry Katona.
Yeah, see, they always
yes,
bring it back up again.
Always bring it back. It's the best way. Yeah.
Someone's texted in to say they said to their girlfriend that she looked like Jessica Alba.
Wow.
And she called him a perv.
Hey?
God, you can't win.
No, that one you really can't.
You really can't win. That's really unreasonable.
Are they still together?
However, no. I think he has split up with her. Okay, question.
I look like Jessica Alba if you want.
Question.
We could.
Would you go out with someone who looks like Jessica Alba but doesn't want to be compared to her in a really unreasonable fashion?
Yes. No question about it.
The Scott Mills Daily. Are you a bit confused when Julie Walters on TV a lot at the moment tells you to pull your finger out? Well, I haven't put my finger anywhere. And what's that got to do with testing my smoke alarm? She's on a lot, isn't she?
That advert is on a lot, yeah. I hadn't actually thought about it, but now you mention it.
Pull your finger out. What?
The worst one at the moment is that one, you know, the one that's recently started. I will speak in a minute, properly. The people that look like jelly babies that are trying to tell you to lose weight and be active. Have you seen that one?
Oh, hang on,
it's
I
like
think I have.
It's like a new government campaign to get you to go out and run around the park and stuff. Mm. But the problem is the little men in it and women are jelly babies. So all I see it and all I think is, oh, I could really do with some sweets.
Right, so that's not working for you really, is it?
No, well, it is working in a different way. I just think, oh, yeah, I like them.
So the advert to make you lose weight is making you eat jelly babies.
Yeah. Well, when you see it, you'll know exactly what I mean. It's like these little jelly babies dancing around having a really great time.
Also, have you seen that one with meerkats on? Compare the meerkat, whatever it's called. Compare the market. Have you seen that one?
No.
I've got a friend who speaks exactly like that meerkat I noticed last night.
What channel was this on?
This was on ITV1 last night. A lot of people have seen it.
You've got a friend who speaks like a meerkat?
Yes. Well, obviously meerkats don't speak, but the voice of the meerkat sounds exactly like one of my mates.
Does he keep popping his head up? Like?
Yeah. And also, can I ask, have you ever watched an advert on TV, because I don't think I have, and thought, yes, I'm going to buy that?
Has it ever made you do that? An advert?
No.
Oh, yeah, well,
yeah. Apart from one time, which I'll tell you about, which is when I was watching an advert on one of those late-night channels for the
really?
For the Orbitech electrical glider, and I did buy that.
It's an infomercial. It's an exercise machine.
The only ones that do work for me, which probably won't surprise you, are the pizza ones that sponsor programmes. You know, like the ones on the front and end of programmes.
Sponsor the Simpsons
or any sort of food. And I'm like straight there on the phone like, yeah.
Well, as soon as they go... So-and-so pizza sponsors the Simpsons. You're like, hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. What are the latest deals? Really?
I don't even need the deals. I just need the food.
I think that's just you. God, that's not even an advert. That's just a sponsor before a program. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Have you ever watched that advert for Iceland and thought, yes, I fancy a Kerry Katona prawn ring?
Never.
Well, someone has on the text. Just the one person.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, really convinced by it. Radio 1, hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, who's that?
It's Lottie here.
Hi, Lottie, where are you?
Hello, I'm on the Wirral revising.
Okay, are you in your duvet? Did you text in to say that?
Yeah, I'm wrapped up in my duvet revising for biochemistry.
It's flipping cold, isn't it?
It's blooming freezing.
Okay, how can I help?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I saw that advert. You know the one with the mouthwash where you spit it out and you can see all the bits?
Yes!
Yeah, and I bought it and it's amazing. I love it.
Right, okay, I take that back now. I said that I've never watched an advert on TV and bought anything because of it. I have done that with that same mouthwash and a few other people have on the text as well.
Yeah, I love that mouthwash. I think the advert's brilliant.
It did convince me to buy it as well.
So what happens in the advert?
That's the only mouthwash I buy now.
Yeah, what? Me too. I love it.
Why do you want to see all the bits?
What bits?
It's really satisfying. I don't know what the bits are, but when you see them in the sink, it's really, really satisfying. Oh.
No, I agree with you, because you feel like you've been cleaner because there's bits in the sink.
But what are the bits?
I don't know.
So where have they come from? Your mouth or the mouthwash?
It's the bits of bacteria or something.
Yeah, the dirty bits from your mouth. But it's good because they're not in your mouth anymore. They're in the sink.
Yeah, but now you've said that, how come with other mouthwashes there are no bits? Because obviously that's weird.
Oh, I don't know.
You're the biochemist.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'll find out.
I just forgot that.
I'm obviously not doing that. Yeah, that good on my vision. Oh, well.
I don't know. No, we don't know what the bits are, but it is really good when you see them in the sink, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lovely feeling.
It really is. You just don't understand, you lot. Seriously.
It's not bits from your mouth, is it?
Yeah, of course.
Well, that's what you just said.
Shouldn't it be bits from your feet?
Oh, but I don't understand what the bits.
Is it bits of food?
Oh.
No, it's not bits of food.
Is it like lumps of sweet corn?
Do you think they put the bit? No. Do you think they put the bits in beforehand and we're just being duped?
Maybe.
What, bits from someone else's mouth?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I've noticed, actually, no matter how many times you swill it in your mouth, there's still bits.
I know, exactly.
It's a fake.
Presumably it's just bits of things that you've had in your mouth.
But why does it show up another one? Oh, anyway, whatever. We don't care because we love it, don't we, Lottie?
Yeah, I absolutely love it.
We're never going to go back.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Right, my flatmate's been on. He's obviously just listened to yesterday's podcast, which, why would you do that? Why not listen to today's show now instead of listening to yesterday's one? Living in the past. But he says, how rude, I will get you the tickets to New York, just give me some dates. So he obviously heard what we were saying yesterday. He's given me a Christmas present to New York, hasn't actually bought anything, no tickets, but did just give me a picture of New York on Christmas Day.
And I
gave him a dressing gown. And he kind of says that it will happen, despite what we said yesterday on air. So I'm sorry about that. Obviously, you won't hear this until tomorrow, but when you listen to the podcast. But, okay, I believe you.
So not only did you get him a rubbish present compared to what he
got
you,
rubbish present.
You also didn't believe him and were ungrateful.
All of the above.
Well, we'll see, won't we? We'll just see. It's 9:42. Sarah Cox at 10 this morning. Now, if these next things were actual adverts on television, I and you too, listener, would definitely rush out and buy them, much like Becky does when she sees the pizza sponsors.
Yep.
Or me with that amazing mouthwash, and Lottie. And the person that did it with toothpaste after seeing the advert on TV. Yeah. Do they really see an advert for toothpaste and think, oh, I really must get some of that?
Evidently.
What do you do again? Rub it on your teeth? Amazing. I wish someone had told me 20 years earlier. Now, yesterday...
Maybe it was the toothpaste that stops bolts of lightning hitting your teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's the special toothpaste. Yeah.
Yesterday, the mouldy sandwich bag was real, and so was the tissue pillow, a normal pillow which you can pull tissues out of if you feel like a bit of a cry. But what about these next ones? What about these inventions?
Yeah.
Are they real, or have we just made them up? Here's the first one. You tell me.
Need a place to put your lipstick but don't want to carry a purse? Sometimes us girls have a tough time and men just don't appreciate us. Like, where do we keep our credit cards, phones, hair care vouchers and cherry chapstick when we don't have any pockets? Now, help is at hand from the Cleavage Caddy. Yes, now we can just shove our essentials down our boobage. Brilliant! The Cleavage Caddy is just like having a purse in your bra. So, instead of carrying a bag, you just have to fumble around with your hand down your top whenever you need to buy stuff. Thanks, Cleavage Caddy!
I'm loving the music.
Wow.
I think this is true.
So that's the Cleavage Caddy. And chuck out that old bag. How old-fashioned. Just shove your essentials down your boobage.
I do that already, though.
Sorry?
Do you?
Like, yeah, because I remember Coxie. I used to work on Coxie's show, and she used to send me out for lunch. Sometimes I wouldn't have any pockets, and she'd give me, like,
notes and stuff. So you'd bring back a sandwich between your breasts.
No, not a sandwich, but
does she know this?
Yes, because one time she goes, have I got any change? And I went, whipped out the £10 from my boobs. She was quite impressed. But sometimes, yeah, if I'm going out, I always put my notes in. It's a bit difficult with coins.
Sounds like you had a lot more fun on that show than you have on this one.
And did she, when you gave her change, did she put it down her top?
No, I think she's got a purse.
All right.
Well, maybe you should have got one.
No, it's quite useful to just store stuff there. It's much quicker than reaching all the way down to your pocket.
So you think that the Cleavage Caddy is for real?
Yes.
I think it's for real as well.
Okay. I'll tell you in a minute. I've got another one first. Is this invention real or not?
Are you a single girl in need of a bit of, how can I put this, manly comfort? Well, ladies, I can help you with the boyfriend's arm pillow. It's a Japanese product designed to help the single lady get a good night's sleep. You know how you love to have his manly arms holding you tight all through the night. Well, the boyfriend's arm pillow is shaped like a giant arm, which will hold you all night long. Without the need for the real thing. Yes, I know what you're thinking. Surely there's no technological invention that can take the place of having a boyfriend. Well, the boyfriend's arm pillow does just that. It was invented by Tomoki Kakehashi from the Japanese city of Fukuoka. She says, my grandmother used to say that there is nothing more comfortable pillow than human. And who could disagree? They are now producing different models, including the extremely muscular version. Count me in for that one. Don't say a word, just hold me now. Thanks, Tomoki Kakehashi, for the boyfriend's arm pillow.
Wow, that was the boyfriend's arm pillow. So you haven't got a boyfriend at the moment, but you're kind of missing that tight squeeze that you get when you do have a boyfriend in bed at night. So what do? You buy a boyfriend's arm pillow off of Japan. Is that real?
I don't think... I didn't think it was real because of the place in Japan where that person came from, which sounded made up to me. But yes, go on, I will say it is real, though.
Okay. Becky?
No, it's just weird. Just get a teddy bear or something.
No, but that doesn't...
Teddy bear can't
cuddle
you.
They don't grip the same.
We'll get a monkey with longer arms.
Take it from me.
How many teddy bears have you got?
I used to have some.
Right. But they didn't grip. That's didn't not, grip as well.
That's not.
Is that what you were saying?
Is it real or not? Just tell
no,
me.
No, that's no, not as interesting as your teddy bear comment.
I can tell you that both the Cleavage Caddy and the boyfriend arm pillow
are real inventions. Mm. Once again, Becky's just found the arm pillow on the internet.
It's like they've chopped a Muppet in half. It's just like this big foamy hand. But the thing is, what I'm quite liking about it is obviously you can change its shirt. So for when you take it to bed, it's got pyjamas on. And then if it's in the daytime, you're just sitting on the sofa, it's got a nice work shirt on. Long sleeves, not short sleeves.
That's a good attention to detail.
But also on here... Is
yes,
it,
no, I've just found something really odd. There's one for men as well. Where is it? Oh, yes. The original invention was for men. Chappers, you can explain what it is.
This is the women lap pillow, which is kind of as if a woman is kneeling so that you lie on her thighs.
That comes in a selection of colours.
Yeah.
Look at the pictures of Japanese businessmen lying down
See,
on the women.
Chopped off at the waist.
Right. Okay, good.
So which one do you want, Scott? Do you want me to get you the women lap pillow or the man?
Can I have the man one, please? Because I don't like the... That looks quite uncomfortable.
Can I have the man one as well, please? Yeah.
It looks better, doesn't it, generally?
Also, it means I can use it enough to cuddle anybody.
Oh, that's nice. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.